If I could talk the stories, I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 10th day of February 2011. Happy birthday to George Stephanopoulos, who is 50 today. Mark Spitz is 61. Cliff Burton of Metallica is 49. Greg Norman is 56. And Carole King's Tapestry was released on this day in 1968. On this day, the Beatles turned over all of their business to their newly formed Apple Record Company. And Little Richard, Macon's own Little Richard, recorded Long Tall Sally. I actually have a request today. Someone contacted me, and they wanted to hear Billy Stewart getting stuck. Now, what's going on is on Facebook, a bunch of old radio people, and I mean old, we're getting together and we're posting old pictures and stories and anything that we can get our hands on. And I am so appreciative of the amazing comments that we've been getting about this, and it goes to show that at least for people in my generation that grew up listening to really great radio that is still appreciated, and there's some part of us that really wants to hand down this to the next generation. In other words, you know, what you hear on radio now is not what used to be coming out of your radio back in the 60s and 70s. Everything is cyclical. When I was growing up, there were big network shows that were played on radio. Remember Arthur Godfrey? That was a big network show. Everything, all the entertainment when radio first was invented, were big network shows because they were the ones that could afford all the talent. And then it reversed into things becoming very localized, where your own town had its popular radio stations and its radio personalities and its own news and its own programs. And now it's sort of reverted back to another national thing, and that's been more because of ownership and cost effectiveness, I guess. You know, they have guys that are in another market that will voice track, trying to make it sound like it's your own market, but it's really not. They're in another city. You never hear the call letters of the station come out of their mouths or things that are happening in your community. It's just very generic news. And so I'm sort of thinking this will revert back eventually, maybe not while I'm alive, or it may be in another incarnation, but radio will revert back to being more local. There's some exciting things that are going on the internet. And one was a project called Tune Vibes, which was started by Andrew Bracken. And it was a group of young people that started their own radio station because I guess they either wanted to be in radio or B, weren't really happy with what was on radio. And it played all independent music from independent artists, which, you know, I'm really big on. And it gave kids a chance to kind of try the world of radio in their own way. It's off the air now, but there are a lot of other stations that you can listen. A lot, you know, the internet has opened us up to so much. But anyway, the request was someone wanted to hear Billy Stewart get stuck.
99 ways, 619, 19 past 6 o'clock, Billy Stewart and summertime. It's Bill in the morning. It's the door. Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Billy Stewart. He's live and in the studio. Billy. Oh, my God. Billy's stuck. Look at him, he's flopping around the room. Billy! Oh, man. You know, it's the heat. It's the heat. It's going up to 98. We have, like, 70 degrees. Right. Billy, somebody slap him. Hit him on the back. Thank you, Billy.
Maybe it's not a bad idea that local radio went away, right? We'll see you tomorrow.